Chapter 7. There are many, many types of books in the world, which makes good sense, because there are many, many types of people, and everybody wants to read something different. For instance, people who hate stories in which terrible things happen to small children should put this book down immediately. But one type of book that practically no one likes to read is a book about the law. Books about the law are notorious for being very long, very dull, and very difficult to read. This is one reason many lawyers make heaps of money. The money is an incentive. The word incentive here means an offered reward to persuade you to do something you don't want to do, to read long, dull, and difficult books. The Baudelaire children had a slightly different incentive for reading these books, of course. Their incentive was not heaps of money, but preventing Count Olaf from doing something horrible to them in order to get heaps of money. But even with this incentive, getting through the law books in Justice Strauss's private library was a very, very, very hard task. "Goodness," Justice Strauss said, when she came into the library and saw what they were reading. She had let them in the house, but immediately went into the backyard to do her gardening, leaving the Baudelaire orphans alone in her glorious library. "I thought you were interested in mechanical engineering, animals of North America, and teeth. Are you sure you want to read those enormous law books? Even I don't like reading them, and I work in law." "Yes," Violet lied. "I find them very interesting, Justice Strauss."
"So do I," Klaus said. "Violet and I are considering a career in law, so we are fascinated by these books."
"Well," Justice Strauss said, "Sunny can't possibly be interested. Maybe she'd like to come help me with the gardening."
"Whippy!"
Sunny shrieked, which meant I'd much prefer gardening to sitting around watching my siblings struggle through law books.
"Well, make sure she doesn't eat any dirt," Klaus said, bringing Sunny over to the judge.
"Of course," said Justice Strauss. "We wouldn't want her to be sick for the big performance."
Violet and Klaus exchanged a look. "Are you, excited about the play?" Violet asked, hesitantly.
Justice Strauss's face lit up. "Oh, yes," she said. "I've always wanted to perform on stage, ever since I was a little girl. And now Count Olaf has given me the opportunity to live my lifelong dream. Aren't you thrilled to be a part of the theatre?"
"I guess so," Violet said.
"Of course you are," Judge Strauss said, stars in her eyes and Sunny in her hands. She left the library, and Klaus and Violet looked at each other and sighed.
"She's stage-struck," Klaus said. "She won't believe that Count Olaf is up to something, no matter what."
"She wouldn't help us anyway," Violet pointed out glumly. "She's a judge, and she'd just start babbling about in loco parentis like Mr. Poe."
"That's why we've got to find a legal reason to stop the performance," Klaus said firmly.
"Have you found anything in your book yet?"
"Nothing helpful," Violet said, glancing down at a piece of scrap paper on which she had been taking notes.